This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Doug Steff, and welcome to another edition of the American Family Farmer. With news at the beginning of the hour, a conversation through the hour with a lady who's got a very interesting point of view on regeneration in terms of agriculture. So we get to that in a matter of moments, and then we'll have my thoughts on a particular issue that I feel very strongly about. First, though, the announcement from Washington this week that farmers are getting help from the Department of Agriculture. They're going to distribute, so they say, $11 billion to support smaller farmers affected by the pandemic. Department also has increased payments being made to cattle producers and to farmers who grow crops, the corn people, the soybean people. And the thing that I ask Dr. Vilsack, he's the Secretary of Agriculture, with all of the money going to rich people who were not farmers during the Trump administration, approximately 90% of all the money that went out went to folks, and the black farmers, and I'm not on the bandwagon just because it seems to be socially productive. The statistics show from the National Farmers Union, black farmers have gotten it in the neck for pretty much forever in terms of borrowing money from banks or even in federal government programs. So apparently a lot of this money is going to go to black farmers. I know I looked into it, and basically I was told by my local agent that if I wasn't someone from, some group that's disadvantaged, some minority group, don't bother applying because you won't get any money. There are only 45,000 black farmers, according to the Department of Ag. That's down, though. If you go back to, let's say you go back 100 years or so, there were 1 million black farmers. But then when you look around the country 100 years ago, pretty much everybody was farming. But the loss of land after the Dust Bowl, after the Depression, caused every reality of farming to change. And after World War II, it certainly became a big business, and that's when the big corporations started with the big car companies, big oil, and then it spread everywhere. So now it's all about big ag. So let's see what Vilsack says. What he says and what he does. Let's see if it's the usual phony speak out of both sides of my mouth. And I'm not saying that just for him. He's a politician. And that's what happens, unfortunately. He says that we're going to close the inequalities. So let's see if that happens. There are three systemic problems that the Department of Ag is working on, according to Vilsack. The system, the farming system, which is completely broken, I agree with that 100%. Food insecurity, I think there is a lot of that. And health care on the farm, I think that's a problem as well. And the fact that we're letting too many people into this country, pushing farm workers, we're making it too easy for people to get money. I mean, these same people, the same administration, is throwing open the floodgates of money for this, money for that. The multi-trillion-dollar infrastructure plan, what's really happening there, and how is that going to benefit farmers? That's all part of the question that we should be asking. But let's see, before we pass judgment, if the money, in fact, goes, the NFU and all the farm organizations will be watching this to see where the money goes. And it could be that there are some black corporations, the same as there were white corporations that don't have anything to do with farmers, that got $250,000. I know I told the story many times on the air of the families in Washington, Cleveland, Miami, who got the Cleveland story, a family that lived on a suburban street in suburban Cleveland. They come up with a new company, they create it, and all of the people in the family are on the board of directors. So each one of the members of the family, I think there were five, got $250,000 apiece. I think before it was over, before they were caught, they got $7 million that was supposed to go in aid to farmers. So let's hope that that is taken care of. Next item of interest is the focus on farmers, white farmers, black farmers, farmers of all sizes and shapes. What's happening with the pandemic of pesticide poisoning? Because it is, you know, we keep using this term for COVID, but there is a pandemic, an acute pandemic. How many of you knew that last year in the United States of America, 11,000 farmers or farm workers, pesticide applicators, died? 11,000 farmers, farm workers, and pesticide applicators died. At what point are we going to get the point that these people in the Bayer operation, Monsanto, DuPont, all of them are doing this? It's becoming a huge concern because of the explosive use of these pesticides and the number of people who are dying. But yet, a lot of the companies related to these entities got help, got aid in the aid that came around during the Trump years. So, you know, I guess I thought that finally it's about time we get the information here about pesticide poisoning, fatalities. There are a lot of people that when you look at these reports, there were a million people in America last year that had pesticide poisoning, and around the world, 200,000 fatalities according to the United Nations. So we got 11,000 dying here. We got 200,000 around the world, and we're still using this crap. If you dig into the headlines, look at the numbers, and try to understand what the studies provide. There's a need, no wonder the OSHA people have a picnic. The incidence of this coming before the policymakers, understanding the most toxic pesticides, not even used. We don't use them in our country as much as they use them in Asia. Brain-damaging chemicals that are just unbelievably bad. So hopefully you'll be thinking about that as you get ready this spring to spray and protect your crops. I would like to think that that is going to be one of the consequences of your work and your study and your paying attention to it, because it certainly is very important. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. There's a whole business about the dad. So as I was talking about this on my Mondays and Friday program, the DJV show, about the daddy bulge that is happening because of the quarantine, because it's wintertime, because we haven't been as active, all of that sort of stuff. But certainly there has been a lack of folks getting exercise. It isn't just going to the gym. It's being able to work on the farm or going to your jobs, just moving around. 42% of Americans have reported undesired weight gain through COVID. 15 pounds, 20 pounds, 12 pounds, 18 pounds. And if you're in that league, then you want to join with me and fight. Fight, fight, fight. Shed weight together. Work with people in your family. Get rid of that deadly belly fat. Use Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It's a weight loss formula that's all natural. That's why I talk about it. That's why I endorse it. That's why I use it. Because it doesn't have any drugs, doesn't have any stimulants, doesn't have any gluten. It is really a fabulous product with collagen protein as the main ingredient and digestive enzymes. You don't have to go very far. Listen to some of the other people that I have on some of the other programs I do, like DJV Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, talk about this all the time. Jack always into digestive enzymes and how really important they are. Very simple. It's all a very simple concept. You get on this program, give it 40, 45 days, you'll start to lose weight. If you're on a weight loss program now, give yourself some support and security. Use Calotren to make sure that when you get done with whatever program you're on, you don't put the weight back on again. Who wants to do that? Lose the weight, keep it off. Go to toploss.com. Choose Calotren for healthy weight loss management. Calotren at toploss.com. Use the DJV code. You get one. You buy one, you buy three, you buy 15, whatever number you buy, you get an equal number without having to pay for it. So two for the price of one right now using the DJV code. Also get free shipping at toploss.com.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the six-piece set, you'll get two hand and two bath towels, as well as two washcloths, plus free shipping. Each six-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for one low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com. Back in the fold here on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. Let's introduce you to Rebecca Burgess, who runs something called Fiber Shed. I want to know what Fiber Shed is about. One of the things that's great about having these folks on this program is I don't know any more about them than you do. So we all learn together. I want to know about this Fiber Shed project. So Rebecca Burgess, tell us about it, will you please? You're the executive director, so you're in the know.
Oh, thanks for having me on this morning. Yes, so a fiber shed is actually a noun, but it also is the name of our organization. But to what we do with that word, I coined it in 2009. It's an analog to a watershed or a food shed. It's a strategic geography that defines the textile resource base. So fiber, natural dyes, people in your community who can, you know, turn that material into something you can wear. And so for 1 year, I challenged myself. So in 2009-10, I started, kind of a long time ago, but I started to evaluate if I could actually create all of my clothes from within 150 miles of my front door. And not only was I able to do that actually quite easily, there was so much fiber getting thrown away, underutilized, not seen as anything but a byproduct of perhaps a lamb market or some other, you know, a meat protein market. Hides as well, the leather that was being produced that wasn't utilized, that was even, that I found out during COVID, was costing some of our ranchers to dispose of. Mm-hmm. It was just an amazing journey to find out that these fiber sheds, these things that are rather ancient, pretty ancient, are places where, you know, there's still all this, like, abundance. And if we were to build up manufacturing again in our rural communities, we could, yeah, we could clothe ourselves pretty well.
Well, we need to do more of that, bringing those products away from Asia, especially China, that seems to me. But it's really interesting how what's old is new again. And we continue with that thought. Rebecca Burgess is here with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. Ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound.
Something we don't talk much about here, and that's one of the reasons that I do these conversations with people who have sometimes strong connections to the farm, sometimes faint connections to the farm. And so I guess I would ask you as directly as possible, now that we've heard a little background about you, Rebecca, what in your mind is the strongest connection between what you're doing at Fibershed? By the way, the website is fibershed.org. This project, you have teamed up with a number of farmers and people who are crafters, I guess, right? Creators. To do, again, as I said a few minutes ago, to go back to what was old. It becomes new again. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. So my tether to ranching and farming is that we work with around 110 farms and ranches right now in North Central California, but there are Fibershed affiliate organizers in North Carolina, actually all the way up through Canada. There's some in Australia. There's some really great organizers in England. Those particular organizers, what they're trying to do is yes, build those bridges between the farming and ranching community, rebuild small manufacturing, and then also connect people who make textiles, whether you're a designer or you do cut and sew, maybe it's felting, knitting, weaving, whatever aspect of the value chain that you're involved in is to bridge that. Because a lot of the individuals that do design work in our communities, maybe they're graduates of design schools, they often don't know anything about farming or ranching.
Right.
And so one of the greatest joys in my life is actually connecting design students and artists and brands, textile brands, to farmers. And
are you a farm kid? I didn't ask you that before. Are you from the farm? Have you grown up in that atmosphere?
That's a great question. No, my own personal background was, by the time my family's been in the same watershed since 1896, so I'm really rooted to the place, but we lost our land by the time my generation came around. But my father's side is sheep ranching, and my mother's side is more what we might call market gardening or intensive small-scale farming.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
Nothing in my generation got to be expressed more than, but it was still very valuable. It was very rooted in the garden, very rooted mm-hmm. in feeding ourselves from the garden. And so those values were always with me, and the garden is where I would always like to be, or small scale farm. So
sure.
I farm now at about a half acre, intensive, biointensive space with a community too. We have a learning center with our organization. So we bring school children out and we show them how to grow their own colors, how to grow natural dyes, what are the fibers, what are the plants and animals that produce.
Let me interrupt you there. Let's talk about that a little bit. What are the things that can be grown, and are they already being purposed for something else? So this could be, I think, about hemp, because I want to grow hemp on my farm. And fortunately, in Massachusetts, the government has made a mess of farmers trying to grow hemp, but using hemp for all kinds of different things. And I wonder if we can look at corn, or we can look at other vegetables as having byproducts that we could use for textiles that we're not even thinking about.
Yes, and I would say that the more the material in the field doesn't look like a textile, like if it's a corn husk or even truly a hemp stalk, the more processing you'll need to get it to be a textile. It doesn't mean it can't become a great textile. It just means if you imagine the cotton bowl, like if you go out and hand-picked,
right,
you'd know that was pretty ready.
That's
for
easy.
T-shirt.
Pretty traditional, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hold on just a sec. We're continuing in the next half hour of the American Family Farmer with our conversation about something else that you can do on your farm with some imagination that will help you survive. That's the whole idea behind the presentations in most of our conversations here on the American Family Farmer from week to week. Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in California are expected to update California's worst mass shooting in more than 20 years. A child and three others were found dead on Thursday in Orange County. Gunfire ringing out at an office building around dinner time. The suspect was shot and is in custody in the hospital. All eyes will be back on the trial of an ex-Minneapolis police officer this morning. This is the fourth day of witnesses testifying against Derek Chauvin, who stands accused of killing George Floyd last May. One of the witnesses testifying, Cup Food employee Christopher Martin, describes why he believed the $20 bill Floyd gave him was counterfeit.
When I saw the bill, I noticed that it had a blue pigment to it, kind of how a $100 bill will have, and I found that odd, so I assumed that it was fake.
This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Reaction coming into President Biden's infrastructure plan.
The $2.25 trillion proposal includes provisions for improvements in transportation, water systems, broadband access, and job training. In order to pay for it, President Biden is also proposing a hike in the corporate tax rate from 21% up to 28%. But some say that funding the plan with tax hikes will ultimately hurt American workers. Neil Bradley is the executive vice president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and tells Fox News that raising the corporate tax rate will make American companies less competitive and cost the country jobs.
You may be able to pay for this with the massive tax increases that have been proposed, but they're going to make U.S. companies much less competitive. It will make the American tax code less competitive than it was internationally, even during the Obama administration. And all of that means fewer American jobs.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Firefighters are continuing to make progress on containing wildfires in the Black Hills of South Dakota that force the evacuation of more than 400 homes. Two fires burning southwest of Rapid City, including one inside the grounds of Mount Rushmore National Memorial, which remains closed. Firefighters saying strong winds and drought conditions fueled the wildfires in North Dakota. A downed power line also helped start the fire. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey.
Second half hour here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen with Rebecca Burgess, who comes to us as the executive director of Fiber Shed, understanding how taking what's growing on the farm and used for something else perhaps can be re-envisioned for kind of as a textile. I guess the circumstances are such. What's the most unusual when you think about the material? You were talking about the stuff in the field. It's easy to envision cotton being used, and not so easy to envision corn stocks being used. But what is the most unusual? People wouldn't think of this particular growing as something that you could turn into a shirt.
Well, in terms of what we can grow in the North American continent, the plant material is flax. It is hemp. These are the historic fiber crops. It's cotton. It's protein fibers that come from Angora goats and sheep and alpaca and camelid community. That's pretty much what we would have in North America. But there are interesting species, like in Asia, they would use rami, which is like a perennial, looks like a tree that you can coppice. Or in South America, they have kapok, which is kind of like a perennial cotton tree. And then in India, they'll use pineapple. In the Philippines, they'll use pineapple fibers, coconut fibers, and they'll spin and weave those. And so definitely if you're just hand processing and using dew, like the morning dew to ret, they call it retting. It's microbial decomposition of the pectin and the lignin in the material. Mm-hmm. If you ret, you can use bast fiber. So nettle, I mean, maybe people have not heard that for some time, but nettle was a very traditional fiber in World War I for the German army when they were sanctioned, for instance. They had to rethink and retool themselves as to what they would use for their textiles, and they created nettle textile as a way to survive, as a way to exist. There's a really great book, Through the Eye of a Needle, which all chronicles the nettle utilization in Europe under different, you know, contractions in the economy and all of this. But,
right.
But nettle's always been really great as a textile, and North Americans could definitely bring that back.
Well, it's it depends on the climate. I was talking this week with some experts. I actually had my soil tested. It's been 4 or 5 years since I had it tested, and I was looking for more specific information. You know, you can test generally soils for this, that, or the other thing, what the pH is and the alkalinity, acidity. But I went a step or two further this year and discovered that there is a lot of lead in the soil here. And so I started looking for more information on it and came to find out with not a lot of heavy lifting, when you figure out where it came from, you know that it's everywhere. The lead that used to be in gasoline and petroleum products that we burned in our engines, there was an exhaust which included what was left of the lead. And so it filtered out into the air and it went to the soils. So there's damn few places in this country now you can test the soil that doesn't have down 3 inches some lead component to it. And so then you begin to think, okay, so my cows are eating grass that has lead in that's coming from soil has lead in it. The corn that we're growing, that has lead in that soil. And then we're adding all these pesticides from Monsanto and Bayer and whomever else, Dow Chemical.
Yikes.
So, I mean, exactly. You just keep adding on to it and you think, is anything healthy anymore? We think of organic and what we administer. I have a big, and I don't pound my chest and say, oh, Doug Steffen, he's this wonderful, fabulous guy. But I do have, I believe the things that I advertise on my radio programs, the way I eat and what I grow are as organic as I can possibly make them. I have a new compost facility, and we're making compost that's all organic from leaf. You know, I mean, you can put all kinds of components together. At least it's an attempt to reuse some of the stuff and use it in the right way. But then I'm thinking to myself, we're fighting an uphill battle because, you know, how are you going to get rid of the lead? Unless you burn it out of all the soil, where is it going to go? And so the reason I'm bringing it up is because now your focus is fiber and food systems. So, I mean, I don't know. Would this affect the quality of whatever products you could be making with the farmers and artisans that are part of Fiber Shed?
Well, it brings to mind the idea of bioremediation, or I guess phytoremediation, where you could, like you mentioned, hemp and your interest in growing it. I'm curious how lead levels are impacted by a rotation of hemp. And so maybe the fiber crops rotated in or fiber crops grown just for a few years on end could potentially. I know that hemp is associated with the removal of uranium in soil.
Yep. Yeah.
It's known as an accumulator of metals. And so I think that utilizing fiber crops, experimenting with them as cleansers of soil is a really valuable venture. And I know it's been done. And there are studies out there. I haven't evaluated them in some time, but maybe that's where the fiber system could be of assistance to cleaning up
like
the food system.
What we do as humans is we chelate our bodies to get rid of the metals in them. This sounds like the application of hemp and sort of things like that. They're stocky. I could see corn doing that sort of thing as well. Maybe even broccoli, things that have heavy stalks, heavy fiber content could clean it out. So at least it's food for thought. I'm looking at your website. For those listening, fibershed.org is the website that Rebecca has created. And when you look at the products the things that can be made, the things that she's promoting here, and the programs that she's promoting. It's pretty cool. A lot of great stories there. And again, the aim of doing, of having these conversations on this program is to get you to think about things that you could do on your farm, like a lot of farms have turned into food castles, bakeries and things like that, using the things that are on the farm. So why not keep going and use the fibers that are there? You could have classes, I could imagine, on the farm to make things that come from these fibers. So it's a great thing to explore. Continuing with Rebecca in a few moments here on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen with a question. Did you know that My Pillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? A lot of people, as soon as they hear My Pillow, they think about the guy who runs the company. Well, let's just forget about that, because that's not really what the message is. Interestingly enough, since all the controversy about Mike Lindell, his business has gone through the roof. I get a kick out of that. Every once in a while, I think about how just publicity, what is it, spell my name right and that's it. So a lot of attention given to My Pillow. The appropriate attention to My Pillow is that they have a product that's made in America. It's completely washable and dryable. That is the pillows. But how about their towels? The proprietary technology in each of the MyPillow towels makes them highly absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel. They're all made in America. So when you order the six-piece set, you get two hand towels, two bath towels, and you get washcloths. So it's a nice six-piece set. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. Again, like everything else in MyPillow, washable, dryable, and durable. Comes with a 10-year warranty, and if you don't like it after 60 days, send it back. Get your money back. That's the guarantee. So visit MyPillow.com. Learn more about the pillows. Learn more about the towels. Learn more about all the things they have. It'll service your bedroom and your bathroom. Get a good night's rest. Check out MyPillow and MyPillow towels. You get one low price, free shipping. Use the promo code DJV when you check out at the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. That's the promo code DJV for these deals. Low prices, free shipping at MyPillow.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
Ends 5/29/21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Back again with more questions and answers from Rebecca Burgess, who runs fibershed.org. When I'm looking at some of the fabrics, the textiles, the things that you can see that have been made from the various things, how can we tell by looking at them what they're, is there an easy way for you to look at something and say, oh yeah, that's made of fill in the blank?
I normally have to touch it, but I can tell from look and touch definitely what fiber it is. I mean, it's distinct. Wool is distinct from cotton. Cotton is distinct from bast fibers, which are nettle, hemp, and flax. Mm-hmm. And yes, I mean, there's color that I can do visually. Like I know if something's been dyed in Persicaria tinctoria, which is indigo, which I grow. I know if it's been dyed naturally. I mean, that's always very clear. You can pretty much tell right off the bat something that's been dyed with heavy metals and fossil carbon derived material versus something that's been plant dyed or vegetable dyed. So that's always a distinction that and we focus on the plant dyes completely in our community, and working out how to bind those colors to the textile is also an experiment that a lot of people are doing, using soybeans or soy milk, using tannins from oak trees. We're finding ways to create new color palettes from the garden, from the farm, also just from the, you know, the gathered material that's in the hedgerows or the windbreaks. And so the textiles really are an expression purely of what we can grow. There's nothing, I would say, imported or highly chemical. I mean, everything's a chemical, but there's synthetic chemistry and then there's natural chemistry.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we point out when it comes to people say, I don't use chemical fertilizers. Of course you do. Even if you don't use the stuff that is, quote unquote, chemical fertilizer, we are, our bodies, the earth, everything is made up of chemistry. That's a silly statement to make. What's the biggest problem you run into here with either the tools or getting people to understand? This, I mean, the way it's presented, you are a wonderful, beautiful human being who's come up with an idea and you have pursued your passion to the nth degree. When you are explaining it, it sounds very complicated and difficult to do. So how do you get over that and get people to sign on and buy into this?
Well, what I've observed is that almost every community has this layer of people and plants and animals that all really exist in service to a fiber shed, even if you haven't defined your fiber shed or even thought about one. Nothing we've done in those stories we tell about the people in our community, those people we didn't create them. You know, they were already there. So what's been beautiful is it's really road mapping who is in your community and understanding your community as a place of gifts and bounties, abundance and resource, and thinking about people as contributors and producers, not just consumers. And as that shift in mindset comes through, that you're in collaboration with people to create what you need, that you start to see, you know, your whole geography differently. And so I think the beauty is just the lens we're wearing. I mean, it's not rose-colored lenses. Mm-hmm. It's just truth. I mean, it's who's here. And so we just kind of uplift their existing life. And we share that life with others. And then people go, oh, I didn't know so-and-so was raising those animals.
I encourage everybody to go to fibershed.org. What a great story. You do a great job of telling the story, Rebecca. Congratulations, because this was your idea. This is your baby, and it should get a lot of attention. That's why, again, I'm helping and telling the story, because I think it's worthwhile. Rebecca Burgess, website is fibershed.org. Everything's explained well there. Maybe it's something you can use on your farm to enhance the value and creativity of what you're doing. That's the story here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 833-8-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org number 3030.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Three past the hour. The week is full of information and help. Hopefully that's how you think of the American Family Farmer, putting together families, farms, food issues. And I guess the one thing I saw haven't caught my eye this week was a debate going on as to whether the food that's cooked is better for you than raw food. And I might have had a different opinion about that had I not done what I did with my soil that you heard me talking about a few minutes ago. That is, get it tested and see what's in it. And now I've found that there's lead everywhere, and apparently the theory is that there's lead everywhere because for many years, decades, in fact, what, 7 decades at least, the automobile and all internal combustion engines that used gasoline were spewing out lead. And I think one of the unintended consequences of getting lead out of the gasoline, because they were, at the time, the focus was on lead paint and lead in the gasoline and all that stuff, wasn't safe for children. Well, now, the whole idea of the first 3 inches of soil everywhere, pretty much in the world, unless there has been no usage of internal combustion engines, is loaded with lead that's come out of the tailpipe of all of the vehicles that we've been driving, as I said, since Henry Ford put cars on the road, or actually Daimler put cars on the road in Germany before Ford did. And they're all internal combustion engines. They use gasoline that had lead in it to lubricate the engines, that sort of thing. And so what are we growing? What are we, the carrots that we eat, the beets that we eat, the potatoes that we eat, the lettuce that we eat, you name whatever it is, the milk that we drink from cows who are on pasture or on feed, their ration, if you, the total, the TMR stuff, that's mixed together, every component is grown, and it's grown in fields, the soil of which is loaded with lead.
So the suggestion of this lady I just had on from Fiber Shed about how to get, you know, the fibers, like heavy fibers, corn could do it and hemp could do it, bringing, they absorb that stuff in the soil, so sooner or later we can get rid of it without having to burn it. Well, anyway, in the meantime, how do we eat our vegetables? What if somebody comes to you and your farm, let's say you have a farm stand, or you are selling milk at your farm, whatever it is, how do you answer a question once people find out, and people will, that there is lead in the soil? What do you do? How do you help them understand the consequences? Because we all got to eat. We all have to drink. The heat involved in cooking vegetables, we've heard this for years, can destroy some of the nutrients. So that's the question. That's about raw versus cooked. It's healthier for you if you eat it raw. However, or at least that used to be the thinking, carrots, asparagus, mushrooms even, tomatoes, spinach, whatever you're cooking, if you're cooking these things, you can eat any of these things raw. I happen to not like cooked tomatoes. I do like cooked mushrooms. I don't like carrots when they're cooked because they get mushy. Asparagus, you cook it just a little bit and it's okay. There are a lot of blog posts that offer examples of vegetables that are more nutritional once they are cooked. And those are the things that I just sort of mentioned there. Better cooked than raw. Asparagus, carrots, mushrooms, tomatoes, spinach, that sort of thing. But also, they're healthier for you because you're getting out, you know, the lead, if it's in the vegetable, gets bleached out and it's in the water, which you then throw away. But yet, without all of this stuff, we wouldn't have tractors, we wouldn't have the ability to grow more things because of the Industrial Revolution. It has really, literally revolutionized how farming is done. Remember, 100-some-odd years ago, pretty much 98% of the people in this country, they grew their own food, they lived off the land, and now it's less than, it's exact opposite, less than 2% are growing the food that we eat. And it's done in a much more expedited way, and cutting corners has cost us a lot, I think, in various ways, as we are discussing here. So, have I shed enough light on the issue? Are you going to cook raw vegetables? Are you going to eat raw vegetables? Are you going to cook them? And I went through a number that were better when you cook them, but I, you know, it still is, it's an educational process that maybe you talk about with your youngsters, or your customers or whoever it is, because I'd rather eat raw carrots than cooked carrots. Asparagus I want to cook. Mushrooms I want, you understand what I'm saying. So take that into consideration. Find out what the health and the ability to grow stuff without it being contaminated. That might be someplace for you to start when it comes to understanding whether to cook them or not to cook them. That's the question. I'm Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer. It's harvest time.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.